Welcome back here to another week of Leash on Life here, and we talk about what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter. Andrea Ferrier with us once again, as always, and today we're going to kind of switch things up a little bit, talk a little bit about maybe some of the reasons that folks would like to adopt animal shelter pets, and then we'll give you some other insight here as well about some things going on at the shelter. But you know, folks might be out there thinking about getting a pet, and there's lots of options, obviously, but, you know, a shelter is a great way to get connected with an animal and obviously helping out on both sides. You're helping out the shelter and then your family as well. You know, what maybe are some of those reasons that you think would be a benefit for folks to go to the shelter first?
You know, it's really interesting. I was thinking about this. Why should people adopt shelter pets? So I got online and was doing a little bit of research, and the benefits of pet ownership are kind of far-reaching. It's interesting. One of the things that I found that was kind of stood out to me most is that pet ownership is really good for your health, strangely enough. The Centers for Disease Control shows that pet owners have lower stress, they have lower cholesterol, they have lower blood pressure, they have less loneliness, and overall, pet ownership can improve your mood and increase your exercise output. So, I mean, you know, you could do all these great things for your health, but one thing people don't always think about is, you know, getting an animal is a great health choice. In children also, there are specific benefits. That's, you know, the health benefits are especially important for senior citizens. You know, it's really great to be able to have a companion animal and help with the blood pressure and things, but we don't always think about, you know, for kids, the benefits that come to them directly also. Of course, you learn responsibility. You know, mom and dad get the pet, you have to clean up after it. But also just the companionship and the socialization. You know, you take your dog to the park or, you know, talk about your cat at school. Interestingly enough, though, studies have shown that children who grow up with animals from the time they're very young have less allergy and asthma problems. So if you have an animal in your house from the time your child is very young, it seems kind of the opposite of what you might think, but somehow they get used to those, you know, irritants, and they have less allergy and asthma problems. But if you get an animal in your home when your children are young, it also benefits them. They have a lifelong comfort, just more of an ease with animals generally as they grow older, and it decreases their fear and discomfort in future situations. So, I mean, health reasons and, you know, for all these benefits for your kids, that's a great reason to go to the shelter and pick up an animal there.
And I've heard that too, that young ones, you know, especially folks that just have a newborn, they're really concerned about that pet they have in the house. Do we get rid of them? You know, is it going to be a problem? And I've heard that too, that even around the very young ones, being exposed to that types of things, and even the things that the dog or cat is tracking in and out of the house, actually helps build their immunity for the future. So
who knew animals are good for your immune system?
There
you
go. Here you go. Not dirty for the right reasons,
that's
I guess.
Right. That's good. You know, that's not really the only reason you can get a pet, though. There are others if that's not what you're looking for, maybe. One of the things we often hear at the shelter is people want to get a companion animal for their companion animal. It turns out that if you have a dog or a cat, they can suffer from loneliness just like people can. So if you have just one cat or one dog, or maybe you've lost a pet recently, you know, the one that's left can really suffer. So if you get a buddy, a companion for your companion, it can help with socialization, ease stress. It can help with some of their acting out habits even. You know, if you've got a dog who's stressed, it may be chewing things it's not supposed to. You get it a buddy and all of a sudden those are taken care of. So it's kind of a good thing for households in general, not just for the people involved.
Okay, and I know there's some folks that have been really happy with you know, their success being adopting an animal from a shelter and how it's affected their lives, and you have a few comments from some folks that have done that.
Absolutely. We have, you know, we have to keep files on all the animals. And one of the things that's interesting is so many people write letters, send pictures. I mean, this is definitely a part of their family, not just an animal. So just a few of the comments people have made. We have adopted two animals from the shelter, and one even works with daycare kids every single day. And we wouldn't give up either one of our dogs for the world. This person said, I adopted a male cat from you guys and had him until he passed away last November. He was my baby. Keep up the good work with what you do. One person commented, I wish I had more room to adopt more. I've adopted several from over there over the years, and they are the best pets ever. So We hear stories like this, you know, families who were missing their dog for over a month and didn't realize he was there, and they came in, and the joyful reunion that they had was just, you know, it's priceless. It really is priceless. So the list goes on and on of satisfied people who realize that this is the best place to get an animal. You know, a shelter really is the best place to get an animal from.
All right, and we'll talk more about some of these reasons and some people's reactions here in the future, too, as we go on down the road. But we want to remind folks, how to get in touch with the shelter, how they can find out information.
Yeah, you know, one of the new things that we've got available is the Internet. Go on Facebook and go to the Atlantic Animal Shelter. They update pictures. You can ask questions, find out information. You can also go on petfinder.com. They have updates every week of the animals that are available. But, of course, nothing beats the good old-fashioned phone call or in-person visit. So you can get a hold of them by telephone at 243-2287 or stop by in person on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd with the wastewater plant.
All right. Thanks a lot, Andrea. We appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again next week.
Thanks so much.